Breakfast with Martin Pester.
Have you ever seen a Lamborghini? I don't even know how to say this word. That's how few of them I've seen in my life. Is it a Urus? The Lamborghini SUV? Very cool car. Beautiful car. We spoke about it when they launched it a couple of years ago. It's about a 4 million rand car. They put out a Bolo post. Be on the lookout. Post for a stolen white Lamborghini Urus that was stolen from Bedford View on the East Rand. And I thought to myself, let's put the car's picture on our social media. Maybe you spot it around traffic, close to the border. I don't know. You know,
just you're not going to miss that thing.
No, it's kind of one of a kind, I think, in South Africa right now. I don't see too many of those around. But here's the spicy part. They are advertising it with a 200,000 rand reward.
See? Now you have my interest.
You get their car back and you get money to buy your own car.
I was going
to
say, you can buy a whole car.
Yeah, there we go. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking out for your for your Lambo SUV there, but I'm having a look out.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
That picture's on our social media. Go and have a look at your nice car.
Mm.
And if I'm going to go 4x4ing with it necessarily.
No, you can't.
I saw this article and I thought of sharing it with you this morning if you've got young kids. It's a mum of two and she was left baffled by a nursery school, like a preschool's grueling schedule for her 4-year-old daughter that includes lessons in math. Huh? I repeat, she's 4. Lessons in math and engineering.
Yeah, whoa.
She asked the caregiver, the teacher, you know, how's her daughter doing? How's my daughter doing? They said to her, you know what, your child is struggling to concentrate in all subjects. And that's when she started investigating. She's like, what are you talking about?
Which subject?
Now, the strict regime includes lessons in math and engineering, history, creative arts, science and technology from 9 a.m. until 12:40 p.m. with a break for, I quote, progressive morning tea in between. I'm an adult. I don't even know what that means. Progressive morning tea. So I thought I'd put this out this morning and just mention it to you. This is in Australia, right? So this is like one of those top-end, like preschool vibes in Australia.
Mm.
Cost a lot of money. Is this a thing? If I had to cast my mind back that far, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I think it was playing and then maybe cutting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And pasting.
And there, but it was all there. It wasn't take it home and homework.
And you had to bring the cereal boxes and the toilet rolls in and you stick those things together.
Yeah, like sticky, cutty, weary kind of stuff. Wear funny costumes and I think we turned out okay, I see what they're saying now. I think we turned out fine.
It was the progressive morning tea that you didn't have.
I missed the Oros progressive morning tea. Ay, ay, ay. And the unmarked cool drink. I skipped him so with the Emirate.
The Roy Ena.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochend is a frak lekker ochend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.